you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Anywhere worldwide, Alexa plays your show. You can listen anywhere. We appreciate listening anywhere.
This guy's with Tony Rock at the Funny Bone in Omaha this weekend.
Tonight and tomorrow night, yeah.
Billy Blank joining us.
Hey, Billy.
Hey. How are you?
How are you guys, man?
All right, man. All right. Hey, I liked your rant the other day on Facebook about people that are yelling at people to go back to work for no money. That was you nailed it.
Yeah. Did you read any of the comments?
Oh, I you know what? I go on and try to help in those situations, and I said, "Well said, Billy," and you thanked me. But I know what those comments are like, and I've never understood those people that are so mad when other people want to, I don't know, eat and pay rent. That's what they are.
Right.
Well, it's just like...
When Tyler slides into a comment section, he's always trying to help.
I am.
Yep. Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Always trying to advance the cause.
Well, they're not going to pay attention anyway, so you have to call him an idiot or well said, Billy, is what I said there. Go ahead.
So. Yeah. Well, and we have this, like, victim-celebrated society right now.
Right.
To where, like, everybody has to have a plight.
Right.
And so if you're saying pay people more, the business owner that can't find employees is going, well, look what I have to deal with.
Right.
Well, who cares?
Yeah. We didn't I read a great quote about that, about some small business. And granted, it's what America's built on and good for you. But workers shouldn't have to subsidize people's dreams. That was a quote I read.
Exactly.
It was a great quote, because why do I have to subsidize your dream? Were you paying me dick? I mean, if this is worth what you want me to do to help your business grow, pay me a living wage, you know?
And, right. Yeah. Exactly. I shouldn't have to work 80 hours, work two jobs.
Right.
You know, the bottom line is there's enough money out there to go around.
That is.
I mean, there just is.
There is.
We got about five people that control the majority of the wealth in the country. I mean, come on, how much do you really need?
You got Bezos buying a $500 million yacht and hauled to buy a second one for a support yacht, and he can't give those workers 40 bucks an hour instead of 17 bucks an hour.
I'm also hearing the narrative that you all love it when your quarterback takes a pay cut, restructures his contract so the rest of the team can get paid, but you want the CEO to keep making what he's making and not spread it around.
Whatever. All right.
Exactly. And that's kind of the point. That's kind of the point of what I was saying. Like, I'm not even necessarily talking about a small mom and pop business.
Right.
I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I wasn't either, but I just saw that quote.
Companies, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these CEOs, you know, a CEO gets his $100,000 bonus, but then they tell all the employees they can't afford to give him a raise because of the pandemic.
You know what?
You know,
that's
that
good.
Kind
that's
of
good thing you went into that money making business of comedy. Good for you. All right.
That's right. Yeah.
How you been,
somebody
man?
Somebody called.
Go ahead.
Somebody call Tony right now and tell him I need a living wage this weekend.
Oh, but Tony Rock requested you, right? You've opened for Tony.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, I've been friends with Tony for a long time.
Did you get a vaccine?
I did. I'm fully vaccinated
Good.
So I don't. The CDC says I can do whatever I want.
You can. You can.
I told my
you
dad.
Can start. That's what I told my dad. Well, they kind of did say that.
That's what I do now. I just walk around. I walk around like it's my birthday and I'm eight. My birthday. And my mom said, I can do whatever I want today.
That's what I felt yesterday when they made that announcement. Yeah, I can do what I want.
Yeah, it kind of felt like my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good day, man. I'm going to try to stay positive with that. I'm not going to wear a mask when I don't have to. And unless the business still wants me to do it, I'll do it. But otherwise, no, I'm not going to wear it. I'm fully vaccinated. My family is, too, for that matter, everybody. Have you been doing
I've ripped my mask off like I just saved a life in the ER. just came walking on.
Doing a bunch of shows on the road? I know you're at the Des Moines Funny Bone a lot just because you live right there, but have you been doing a bunch of shows?
Right. Yeah, I've been doing the one-nighters here and there. Right. The pandemic and the divorce forced me into the first day job I've had in 15 years.
Yeah, what was the day job? What was the day job you picked up? What was your day job?
I'm a truck broker. I'm doing the truck brokers, like, you know, you have customers that need loads moved, and then you call and try to find truckers to move them. You know, that's what I've been doing.
I see what that means, but I love how you're trying to tell us about a regular job, but we don't have a regular job here. Yeah. I'm thinking, I have no idea what that's about. Yeah. But it sounds
truck broker? I have no idea.
Well, it sounds like logistics. Yeah. You're just doing logistics stuff, aren't you?
It is. It's logistics, yeah.
Do you like it? Do you like it?
I take 10-4 a lot.
Do you like it?
I don't hate it.
Fifteen years without a day job as an adult and going back must have been an eye opener, huh?
Well, it's the worst. I mean, it's not even like.
Can you take any solace in the fact that you're probably the funniest truck broker out there?
I do, actually. what's funny is I actually, one of the customers I work, all the carriers are from Omaha, so like I have truckers coming to the shows this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Excellent, man. Go to funnyboneomaha.com to see comedian Billy Black and also a little guy named Tony Rocks there, too, by the way. So
do you ask the Omaha guys about us, and what kind of reaction do you get? Or don't we come?
Oh,
why does Todd ask for pain here, man?
Why
are you asking for pain? It's Friday, man.
A couple of them should be listening right now. I sent them text, told them to listen at 9:30, so they're probably listening. And that's why I got to be careful to act like I don't hate the job or anything, because then they might not call me.
Does the job let you do stuff for your comic purposes? I mean, do you have to leave at a certain?
Can you be flexible?
Yeah.
Well, that's the part. That's what makes the day job thing. There's plenty of jobs you can do that'll get you by and you won't hate it and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fact that as a comic, now all of a sudden you're forced to get up at a certain time in the morning.
Yeah.
You're forced to be in a place all day and all that. That's the crap that we can't deal with. That's what made us do this in the first place.
Right, right.
But, you know, it's one of those jobs. It's funny because the dynamic here is like there's people my age that are just doing something, and then there's young kids that, you know, they're in their early 20s and it's kind of their first full-time job.
Right.
And to see the dynamic, because the younger ones will be like, man, I hate it here. I hate this.
Right.
And then the people my age, we're looking at each other like, this is the cakest, easiest job I've ever had in my life. Like, what? These guys really need to work somewhere else for a while.
No, they need some perspective.
Because it's very laid back. They're really cool here. They are. They're really cool. I like the atmosphere. I like the people. I just hate getting up in the morning and being forced to be somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So as soon as I get done with all my...
It's a job.
Yeah, but 15 years is a long time being a comedian, and that's pretty much all you do, right?
You know, this is the time of year. Go ahead, Billy.
I just don't want to be on a schedule. I fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah.
You know?
I
don't want somebody telling me when and where to be somewhere, unless it's for a show.
Well, you got a 2-hour drive over here from Des Moines to Omaha. So, what time are you leaving work today?
4.
Okay. Are you at work right now?
I'll leave at 4. I'm on break.
I was going to say you want to broker a truck right now while we're on the air. Go ahead.
Timer's running.
Yeah, we can eavesdrop a little bit.
Hey, hey, one of you three guys that are listening right now, I got a load from Paola, Kansas to Omaha. I need picked up in the morning. You know, give me a call.
And then check in with us so we can play Where You At, What You Hauling.
Perfect. Perfect combination. We'll pass all your loads through the show, Billy.
It's a good thing you have all that experience managing loads.
And if you follow Billy on the Facebook, now is kind of a calm time of year for Billy.
Because no football yet.
In the fall, he's losing his mind about Iowa football.
Right.
And then up until March, he's losing his mind about Iowa basketball.
Right.
And nobody really loses their mind about Iowa baseball.
Yeah.
So
it's
kind of calm
Although
on the page
he's a baseball
these days.
Fan, you don't lose your mind over college baseball, do you?
No, it's college baseball is hard to pay attention to.
It is. It
kind of is.
It is. It really is.
You never really know when anybody's playing. Nobody's on TV with any regularity.
Right. How's the Hawkeye football? How's the Hawkeye football team going to be this year?
Well, hopefully better than Nebraska.
Yeah, well, that doesn't take much, man.
So you're going to have a crappy year.
That doesn't take much.
Yeah.
You're always better than Nebraska.
That's about all I can hope for right now. We've lost so much. Like, we've lost so many. You know, we lost guys to the NFL, but. You guys left early,
you can hear him
always concerned.
You can hear him getting depressed right there, can't you, Todd? Billy Blank.
I just try to prepare myself.
Oh, you're like Nick. Okay, prepare yourself for losses. All right, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Tony Rock, Billy Blank. This weekend, two shows tonight, two tomorrow night. We are all fully vaccinated. We're not sure when we're going to be allowed people here. There's some red tape involved that, but as soon as the red tape is over, we want you back in the studio as soon as possible, Billy. Okay.
Oh, you know that'll happen, baby.
All right, man.
Especially now. I'll tell these guys I got to go visit some truck drivers in Omaha today.
Do that. Come on in and hang out with us.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be lying to them. Yeah.
That's fine.
Ain't like you're a worker or anything on the radio.
That's what a job's all about.
And honestly, it's not a prerequisite for our guests.
Todd drives a truck, doesn't he? So
yeah.
You know, technically a truck driver.
Yeah.
And
you know how to manage loads, so we'll see here in a little bit.
And I need a pickup truck logistic guy to help me out.
Thanks, Billy.
Hey, you know what's great is when they're late, then they're hot loads.
Those are the best.
That's funny, broker, trucker, broker stuff. That's trucker, broker hungry.
Learning the
funny
jargon.
Right there. All right,
kills on the CB.
All right. Yeah, more of that tonight at the Funny Bone. See you, buddy. Take care, Billy.
10-4.
All right, love you guys.
All right, love you too, bud. You get out there and you subsidize Billy's dream.
Well, here's the deal with that. Nick's has his day job the whole time, so he's just telling Billy to shut up, aren't you? Shut up, Billy.
Yeah. What? I didn't have a 15-year period where there's
no
job.
No.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hold up his ring. Why don't we read it?
It's a great rant.
Yeah. Is.
And I didn't read the comments because I know the a-holes that check in on those things that are so mad when anybody else is getting paid a living wage.
Get your finger on the button because there's a lot of F-bombs out here, and one might fly out of
me. I thought you were just planning on reading. I thought you were just going to plan on that.
How about don't say them?
I can't do that much.
I'll try to only do it like once. Maybe stop blaming people who supposedly, quote-unquote, don't want to work and start blaming people who don't want to pay them more than $600 a week.
That's it.
Sorry that the people who do all the jobs that give you the ability to judge them and make you feel better about yourself now get to push back. Next time you eat at McDonald's, you should rethink that whole you'll be flipping burgers take. The world needs burger flippers and floor sweepers, but you're right. They're just peasants. They don't deserve a vacation in Mexico. Why are you so afraid of them enjoying the fruits of their labor?
That's it.
Why does they, enjoying life on the same level as you, somehow diminish your journey? Are you effing weak?
Thank you, Todd.
Do you even care? Never mind, I already answered my own questions. You effing wannabe elitist Fs, if you don't want to pay a living wage, then don't start a business that involves overhead. You know, much like you complain about welfare recipients having more babies, can't afford it, don't do it. That goes for you too, employer.
Yeah, he nailed that.
Yeah, I thought so.
And like I said, my comment was good. Well said, Billy. But I'm sure the rest of the comment, a lot of the comments are down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, I don't even look at them.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to calm down from waiting for Todd to actually drop
it. I know.
My heart palpitated just a little bit every time.
Have your finger on the button. Come and drop the F-bomb a bunch of times here on purpose.
I'm reading this thing.
Yeah. I had to bleep the sex girl earlier, Sarah. She called in. She said something kind of sexy and creepy at the same time, and I had to bleep that. I got it, though, didn't I?
You did.
Because my finger slipped.
You did.
Yeah, and I thought I might have missed it.
I think in the new place, we need to make the dump button like the size of a palm, like your whole hand, just smash this thing.
Well, I'm with you on that, Push, because the dump button on our is really inconspicuous.
It's very small.
Small button, mm-hmm. and there's 10 other buttons look just like it right by it.
Yeah.
You know? It needs to be like a large red plunger.
And, yeah.
And sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes I overthink where that button is, you know, and I'll go, was that really the button I'm supposed to push? I start thinking about it too much.
Well, it's funny because when I
and
remember
then Todd drops an F-bomb.
I remember 20 years ago on an ancient control board, the button was much bigger.
It was huge.
It was much bigger. You couldn't miss that
button.
You
couldn't miss it. Couldn't miss it.
It was right there.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know why somebody thought that button needs to be smaller.
Nope.
No.
Could have him put in a big gong.
Yeah, but
somebody swears, you just hit the gong, and it also takes out the audio.
Yeah, oh, I said dong.
Oh, those will be around.
No, I think minimum it needs to be like the size of Tyler's hand. I mean, you should be able to just slap a whole hand up against that thing.
I prefer a big dong. I'd hit that every time. It'd be fun to hit that.
You know? That stuck to the tape.
I did say that.
Think about what you just said.
I know.
Go back.
I said I'd hit that.
Review the mental tape right there.
You certainly did.
Yeah, big dogs are not welcome at Just the Tip. Our new sex club we're opening sometime next weekend. All right.
Oh, there's a limit? You got to be in the slot, as you say.
So to speak.
The old fishing term.
So to speak.
Yeah, if you're this big, we got to throw you back. Yeah. If you're this small, we got to throw you back. But if you're in the slot, well, you're in the slot.
Billy Blank is on the program. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Comedian Billy Blank, along with comedian Tony Rock. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow night. Dr. Mina phoned the program earlier too. We had a lot of fun with Dr. Mina. She was cool with us because I think the CDC coming out yesterday about, you know, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks, saved us today. And I think she had a bunch of stuff written down, and then all of a sudden, and the CDC came to Todd and Tyler and the show's rescue. Like, can't yell at them now. CD said it was cool.
They gave us a little armor.
They gave us some armor. And in her defense, she acquiesced to it. She said, CDC said that.
She still yelled at us about the whole fire thing, which I think is a little picky.
That does nothing to do with the COVID. That's just
a little picky.
It's a little picky.
That's just guys having fun with fire, man.
She's still harping
on
that. Still harping on that don't set fires in the studio thing.
One time, and it was right in front of Nick, and it was a little alcohol, and we lit it, and it burned.
She's going to be mad about the fire pit at the new studio.
I know.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she's going to hate it.
We get high like caveman.
When she visits us and Craig whips up a nice Cherry's Jubilee for her or some other flaming dessert.
Oh, yeah.
They were actually installing one of those hibachi grills in the new studio.
That would be awesome.
Carbon monoxide the first day. We're all passed out.
We're all catching shrimp during the breaks.
There will be knife and spatula training for all of us.
How does she feel about like restaurants that have a flame going indoors?
They have them all the time, yeah.
Well, they also have a hood and fire suppression systems right above that.
Yeah.
Like, I have an oven at home. It's actually a stove, and it emits flames of natural gas.
And you play Benihana a lot in that.
And
you?
I will cook like yesterday.
Put the big hat on.
Yeah, Todd does that.
I cooked soup on
He's Benny Tata. What?
I cooked soup on it. There was an open flame.
Benny Tata?
I'm glad you laughed because that is so Friday.
No, that's Friday 9:45.
You laughed too, Puss.
That is Friday 9:45 funny.
It was not funny at all, but you guys laughed.
I know, and I'm not proud.
It was appropriate.
are they going to make an announcement when there's like an official end to the pandemic? Because I don't think that's going to happen.
I keep reading these articles. This was a huge deal yesterday, and no matter how you want to spin it, I'm not going to be negative about this.
It was a huge deal.
They said you can do normal things as a person vaccinated. That was from doctors, not me.
And, yeah. I think you're wrong, Todd. I think there will be a numerical threshold that we could pass going down. Because, like, you remember last spring, there was a day when they said, today's the day they declared it a pandemic.
Right.
Once we get below whatever
but
that...
But I think by then, Todd, people are still going to be doing stuff. I think the the day you'll figure that out is maybe the day they say you don't have to have a mask on a plane. You might want to wear it because you don't want to catch a cold. I get that.
For a lot of people, the announcement yesterday
it was it.
To them said, well, the pandemic's over.
And unfortunately, there was a lot of people back in October.
I'm vaccinated.
Yeah. But, well, they shouldn't be yelled at.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You know, because I'm going to do stuff.
Personally, I won't think it's over until Costco has this thing that'll grind up fresh onion for your hot dog and they took it away for COVID. I think when that's back, we're there.
Okay, keep an eye on that then for us.
I will. All right. My benchmark is when the ball washers are back on the golf course because they've taken those away.
That was the name we turned down for our sex club.
The ball washers.
Yeah. A lot of ladies didn't want to go there. That's what you got to do.
Although we could make it
seems ball heavy.
Let's make it a sex and golf club and call it the ball washers.
Okay, I'll take care of the sex part. You run the golf club.
I'd love to.
Okay.
It's a dream of mine. Please come subsidize my dream.
Dr. Mean and Billy Blank both phoned the program today. Wear a mask if the business wants you to.
Yeah.
And and around the vulnerable, too, also. You know?
Right. And check for ticks.
And get a vaccine.
Oh,
that way you can do stuff we're going to do.
Craig mentioned earlier you got to keep your buttocks clean.
Right.
Yep.
I think you did. I think Craig left us with that.
In case you venture into public toiletry.
And I do want to thank, quote, Sarah out of Lincoln and her sex conversation.
Sex club conversation.
Well, we turned it. We all got a little excited there.
She gave us some good insight.
And we're talking to Andrew.
There was movement.
Talking to Andrew McCarthy next week.
Love him.
He's got a new book out talking about the Brat Pack years.
He's all over doing media for this, so I'm anxious to talk to him.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Hey, good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.